Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Now, I don't know about you, Scudder, but online, especially on Facebook at the moment, I've been seeing a lot of posts about going and donating blood, donating plasma, because there seems to be a bit of a shortage and stuff at the moment.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people have, you know, not much to do over the last few months, and the Red Cross always needs more blood and plasma. So a lot of people I've seen on my Facebook feed have been going and donating and doing everything. So
yeah, but there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about it, and up here in the Riverlands, like where we can go, things like that. So I thought we better get on an expert in this topic. Please welcome to the show Jen, who is from Lifeblood, which is part of Red Cross. Good morning.
Hello, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. Jen, we've been seeing calls to get more Aussies to donate blood and plasma. Why have we seen more over the last few months?
Well, it's been such a bit of a crazy year, really, hasn't it? Yeah. So we've definitely had some challenges, like every other organisation, I think, this year. Blood donation for us is seasonal, so our job is to keep the blood coming in, and every now and again we do a call out to have more blood, because usually for seasonal factors, so sometimes it's because of cold and flu, and obviously if people are not well and they can't come in and donate, also other things like if it's a long weekend and sometimes people go away or they catch up with family or they've just got plans, sometimes we're not front of mind, so sometimes we do need to see extra people come in and just remind people that we're still here, we still need blood, and there's still people in hospital that needed to come in and donate.
Yeah, definitely. So for people here in the Riverland, where can you go? Can we do it on a regular basis, or do we have to wait for you guys to come up to us?
So we do come and visit the Riverland. So we're next there on Monday, December 14th. So Monday until Wednesday, December 16th. And we do come up four times a year. So we'll be at the Berry Town Hall on Wilson Street. And we've still got lots of appointments available. We're just collecting plasma this time. So if you did want to make an appointment or find out if that's something that you wanted to do, you're welcome to give us a call on 13 14 95.
What is plasma for those that don't know? Because I know donating blood is pretty easy, but plasma, how is that different?
Okay, so plasma is a part of your blood. It's the liquid straw-coloured part of your blood, and it holds all the cells and the platelets, and it's a really powerful and versatile part of the blood, and we use it in lots of different ways. It's used to treat cancer and leukemia, it's used for burns, anemia, all sorts of conditions. In terms of the blood donor themselves, it's actually a really similar process, so you get to go through the same questionnaire, etc., before donating. It takes a little bit longer, and the reason is that when we take plasma, what we do is it's exactly the same process as taking blood, but when it goes through a machine, it's separated out, and then we return the red cells to you, and we hold on to the plasma. And so it just takes a little bit longer, but you know, it just means you get to sit in one of our comfy couches for a little bit longer and check Facebook or whatever it is that you happen to be doing, or just have some you time, which is, you know, a great excuse. What better excuse can you have to have a little bit of time out than to save a few lives in the process?
That's right. And we get some snacks afterwards too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So it's really important when you're giving a donation that on your way in, just make sure that you're really well hydrated. So lots of water beforehand. Eat something with a bit of salt in it. And afterwards, of course, you do get a lovely snacks as well. So, you know, if that's what spurs you on, fantastic.
Perfect. Now, obviously, if there's someone listening right now that wants to donate, how do they know if they can, and how do they get in contact with you again?
Yeah, absolutely. The best thing you can do is to give us a call on 13 14 95. If you're a little bit unsure as to whether you can or not, then we will go through the process with you. If you're over the age of 18 and you're feeling well and you're healthy and you're over 50 kilos, there's a good chance we'll be able to donate. But yeah, we would definitely take you through that, and we would love to hear from people in the Riverland at the moment. We do have lots of plasma appointments still available. We're there, as mentioned, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So especially on the Wednesday, we've got quite a few appointments available, and you can give somebody that amazing gift of life just before Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be special, wouldn't it? Well, Jen from Lifeblood, thank you so much. You've been very informative this morning, and we can't wait to see you down here.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. So lovely to speak to you.